Bava Basra, Pirik Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1:5. And Mishnah continues on to discuss additional things that one builds around his chatzer, along with his fellow courtyard residents, that provide privacy and potentially security. So the Mishnah says, Kofanoso, the residents of the courtyard can force any cheapskate, so to speak, Livnos Beishar, Videlis Lachatzer, to pay for the construction of a base shaar, that's like a gatehouse. That's something that kind of goes around the entrance to the chatzer that blocks people from outside, and like the mavui, the outside, you know, the alleyways or the rishos haram, from peeking in to see the chatzer. So you build a sort of like additional frontage. And also you'd have like a gate that locks, so prevent people from coming in at night, whatever the story is. So those things, the base shaar and the delis, all the residents have to pay for, and if someone tries to wiggle out of it, he can be forced to pay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol ha-chatzeros ru'uyos le-beishar. Not every chatzer, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, requires a beishar, this gatehouse, to block, you know, people from peeping in from the Rosh Hashanah, because a lot of these, you know, chatzeros are recessed quite deep in. They're like in the back of an alleyway, and people who are, like, you know, walking on the Rosh Hashanah can't see in. It's too far away to see inside. It's not the right angle. And on top of that, yes, someone who went to like the back of the alley could peek in, but who's going to the back of an alleyway to peek into this guy's chatzer? And that being the case, says Rabbi Shimon Galil, you can't force not every courtyard, the ones that are recessed away from the Rosh Hashanah, can force its tenants, its residents, to pay for a beishar. However, the halacha follows Tanakama, that every courtyard, chatzer, all the residents can be forced to pay for both beishar and the gate, the delis. Further says the Mishnah, Kofen osol levnos le'ir choma udlasayim uvariach. All the residents of a city can be forced to contribute towards building a choma, a wall around the city, udlasayim, gates to protect the city, uvariach, like a crossbar that would go to lock the gate from the inside so people can't break in. This is to provide protection to the residents of the city, and everyone has to pay towards that. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol ha'ayeros ru'uyos l'choma. He says not every city needs to have a wall around it. Cities that are like on the border, okay, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but cities that are in the middle of the country, who's going to go breaking in? They don't need walls, therefore you can't force the residents to pay. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita. Halacha follows Tanakam, which is no. Every city needs walls because there are badly behaved people and, you know, thieves and the like throughout country, potentially. Therefore, every city is reasonably want and need a wall. So everyone who's resident there has to pay. So the question just becomes, who's the residents? So the Mishnah says, Kam yehei be'ir, v'yehei ka'anshi ha'ir. How long do you have to be living in that city to be considered to be a resident of the city? 12 chodesh, 12 months, says the Mishnah. Okay? But if kana bad beis dira, if a person bought a house to live in that city, harehu ka'anshi ha'ir miyad, then he becomes a resident immediately because he's showing he's planning on staying there, so he has to contribute right away, now that he's bought this home, to paying for his fair share of the wall, etc. Even though he's only been there like, you know, just days, not 12 months. So the mission really is focused on people who are sort of just, you know, staying for the summer or passing through or something like that, so they don't have to pay for the walls. As far as someone who has rented a place for 12 months, that becomes a machlokus. Oh, down to Shulchan Aruch. If someone is renting for 12 months, considered a resident who has to pay for the walls. Worth noting, the Gemara speaks out that while everyone has to pay for the walls, Talmid Chacham, who have to pay certain kinds of taxes, like to pay for the upkeep of roads and stuff because they benefit from that, do not need to pay for the walls. Okay, and this has some far-reaching ramifications, but just speaking it out, the din is Me'ikra din, that the Talmid Chachamim of the city would be exempt from paying for these walls. Wall.